Chapter 9. We saw a light at the manor at 11 o'clock.
That is our signal, said Sherlock.
We left the inn and walked to the house. We walked across the lawn to the window.
The baboon jumped out of the bushes and ran across the lawn.
My God, did you see it? I asked.
We must be quick. The cheetah may attack, said Sherlock.
We took off our shoes and climbed in the window. I felt safer inside the house. Sherlock barred the window and moved the lamp to the table. He didn't make a sound. He walked over to me and whispered,
"The smallest sound will end our plan," said Sherlock.
I nodded.
"We must turn out the lamp. He'll see the light through the air vent. Don't go to sleep, Watson. Your life depends on it," Sherlock said.
I nodded again.
"Have your pistol ready. I will sit on the bed. You will sit in the chair," he said.
I took out my pistol. I sat in the chair. Holmes had a cane. He put it on the bed next to him. He put a candle and a box of matches next to the cane. He turned off the lamp. We sat in the dark. I'll never forget that night. It was so quiet and tense. There was no light. The shutters kept all the light out. A bird made a noise outside. I jumped. Then I heard the cheetah. The church clock chimed every 15 minutes. It was 3 o'clock. A flash of light came through the air vent. It disappeared again. Then came the smell of burning oil and heated metal. It was from a lantern. I sat very still. 3:30 chimed on the clock. There was a new sound. A hiss. It was like steam from a kettle. Holmes lit the candle and used the cane to pull the bell rope.
"Do you see it, Watson? Do you see it?" he yelled.
I didn't see it. I heard a low whistle. We looked at the air vent. There was a horrible sound. It came from Dr. Roylott's room. The people in the village heard the sound too.
"What does it mean?" I asked.
"It's over. Take your pistol and we'll go to Dr. Roylott's room," Sherlock said to me.
Sherlock lit the lamp. We went to the doctor's room. We knocked on the door twice. There was no answer. We walked into the room. I had my pistol. Sherlock had his cane.